This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Hyzone 4, Hyzone 20. Active ingredient, S, hydrocortisone. This leaflet provides important information about using Hyzone. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Hyzone. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Hyzone? Hyzone contains the active ingredient hydrocortisone, which is a hormone produced by the adrenal glands, small glands that sit near the top of the kidneys. Hyzone belongs to a group of medicines called corticosteroids. Hyzone is used to replace the hydrocortisone in patients whose adrenal glands do not produce enough naturally. This occurs in conditions such as Addison's disease, or when the adrenal glands are damaged or not working properly. Your doctor may have prescribed Hyzone for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Hyzone has been prescribed for you. Hyzone is available only with a doctor's prescription. There is no evidence that Hyzone is addictive. What should I know before I use Hyzone? Warnings. Do not use Hyzone if you are allergic to hydrocortisone or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include skin rash, itching, or hives, swelling of the face, lips, or tongue, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing, wheezing, or shortness of breath. The expiry date, EXP, printed on the pack has passed. The packaging shows signs of tampering, or the tablets do not look quite right. Check with your doctor if you are allergic to any other medicines, foods, dyes, or preservatives. Have, or have had, any medical conditions, especially the following: current or recent infection, including tuberculosis, chickenpox, herpes, measles, or infection in the eye. High blood pressure. Recent heart attack, heart failure, kidney problems, liver problems, including cirrhosis, stomach or duodenal ulcers, inflammation of the colon, diabetes mellitus, blood clotting problems, osteoporosis or other bone diseases, chronic back problems, convulsive disorders such as epilepsy, underactive thyroid, Cushing syndrome, cancer that has spread or is spreading, mental illness, skin rashes. Your doctor may want to take special care if you have any of these conditions. Plan to have surgery. Your doctor may need to keep an eye on any changes to your condition caused by stress from the surgery. This may lead to adjustments to your dose. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Hyzone during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Hyzone passes into breast milk and may affect your baby. Your doctor will discuss the risks and benefits of taking Hyzone when breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Hyzone and affect how it works. These include oral contraceptives, birth control pill, medicines used to treat epilepsy, such as phenytoin and barbiturates, rifampicin, an antibiotic used to treat and prevent infections, diuretics, also called fluid tablets, digoxin, a medicine used to treat heart conditions, aspirin, live vaccines, insulin, or oral medicines for diabetes. Your doctor can tell you what to do if you are taking any of these medicines. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Hyzone. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking Hyzone. How do I use Hyzone? How much to take? The dose varies from patient to patient. Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you need to take each day and when to take them. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Any changes to your condition during therapy may also require your doctor to adjust your dose. Tell your doctor if you believe that your condition is either getting better or worse. You may require adjustments to your dose. Tell your doctor if you feel that your current dose is not as effective as before. Your doctor will review your situation and may recommend a dose adjustment. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. How to take Hizone. Swallow the tablets with a glass of milk, or take Hizone with food. This will lessen the chance of a stomach upset. If you forget to use Hizone. If you miss your dose at the usual time, take the missed dose as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking your tablets as you would normally. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have any questions about this, check with your doctor or pharmacist. If you use too much Hizone. If you think that you have used too much Hizone, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre Australia telephone 131 1126 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. If you take too much Hizone, you may have symptoms of weakness, dizziness, convulsions, headache, nausea, vomiting and blurred vision. What should I know while using Hizone? Things you should do. Before starting any new medicine, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking Hizone. Tell all the doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Hizone. If you become pregnant while taking Hizone, tell your doctor. Discuss with your doctor situations in which it may be appropriate for you to make short-term changes of dose during illness or at a time of medical or dental procedures. Illness or medical or dental procedures can bring on stress, which may affect your condition and require temporary dose increases. Visit your doctor regularly so they can check on your progress. You will need to have regular blood tests to measure your potassium and calcium levels. If your levels are low, you may need to take dietary supplements. Have your blood pressure checked regularly. Hizone may increase your blood pressure due to an increase in the amount of salt in your body. You may need to restrict the amount of salt in your diet. If you have to have any other tests, such as allergy skin tests, tell your doctor that you are taking Hizone. Hizone may affect the results of some tests. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Hizone without checking with your doctor. Stopping Hizone suddenly may cause unwanted side effects. Your doctor will want you to gradually reduce the amount of Hizone you are taking before stopping completely. Do not have any vaccinations without first checking with your doctor. If you are taking Hizone, vaccines may not work as well and there is an increased risk of complications. Do not use Hizone to treat any other conditions, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Hizone to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Things to be careful of. Avoid contact with people who have infections, such as chickenpox, measles, or herpes. Infections are easier to get and harder to spot while you take Hizone. Tell your doctor immediately if you think you may have picked up an infection while taking Hizone. Infections can bring on stress, which may affect your condition and require temporary dose adjustments. If you are a diabetic, monitor your blood sugar levels regularly. Your doctor may need to adjust your dose of insulin or tablets. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the bottle until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the bottle, they may not keep well. Keep your tablets in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions on the label on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat and dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Hizone, or your tablets have passed their expiry date, ask your pharmacist what to do with any that are left over. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, or a postmenopausal woman, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. Long-term therapy with Hyzone may affect your bone density, making you more likely to get fractures or osteoporosis. In children, Hyzone may slow or stop their growth, especially if it is used for a long time. Your child's doctor will discuss the risks and benefits involved. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Nausea. Increased appetite, weight gain, dizziness, headaches, insomnia, trouble sleeping, skin rashes, acne, or blotchy skin, thin fragile skin, bruising, or bleeding more easily than normal, purplish blue spots, or lines under the skin, facial redness, increase in body or facial hair, increased sweating, irregular menstrual periods. Tell your doctor if you notice any of the following, and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Severe upper stomach pain with nausea and vomiting. Fits or convulsions, loss of consciousness, weakness, loss of muscle mass, wounds that will not or take longer to heal, increased thirst and frequent urination, severe indigestion with stomach pain and discomfort, signs of infection such as fever, chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers, blurred vision, changes in vision, swelling of the face, hands, ankles, or feet, confusion, hallucinations, depression, or mood swings, swelling and redness along a vein which is tender to touch. Tell your doctor, as soon as possible, if you notice any of the following. Your doctor may decide to alter your dose to help control serious side effects and organize certain tests to monitor the above effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Hyzone contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Each Hyzone 4 tablet contains 4 mg of hydrocortisone. Each Hyzone 20 tablet contains 20 mg of hydrocortisone. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. The 4 mg tablets also contain lactose monohydrate, povidone, maize starch, magnesium stearate. The 20 mg tablets also contain lactose monohydrate, povidone, maize starch, magnesium stearate, macrogol 8000. Potential allergens. Hyzone contains sulfites and sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Hyzone looks like. Hyzone 4-ounce, white, scored tablet marked H/4 on one side and G on the reverse. Each bottle contains 50 tablets. OSTAR 2, 7, 9, 2, 3. Hyzone 20-ounce, white, scored tablet marked H/20 on one side and G on the reverse. Each bottle contains 60 tablets. OSTAR 2, 7, 9, 2, 6. Who distributes Hyzone? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond, 30 to 34 Hickson Road, Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in November 2021. Hyzone is a Viatris company trademark. Hyzone_CMI/NOF21/01.